This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, yeah, man. What? Listen, 5 for 5 on Monday. Tuesday wasn't great. She's gonna put it out there.
It's in the rear view.
Yep. Yeah, took some chances there. Christian Walker, why you did that?
What was I thinking?
I don't know. 1 for 4. Did get a postponement in that, and lucky for you, the postponed game today that they played. That would have been a flat-out loss for you as well.
Low-scoring game.
I think 2-1.
Yep.
I think it was a 2-1 number I saw earlier. 5-1. Just missed it. Just would have missed it. 5-1. That's all right, though. Time to bounce back. Now, luckily, I don't know, Tyler may be off to a rough start already on the day with the Hunter Brown bet that he had earlier.
Very much.
But... he's going to try to.
Got a big old red number so far today,
he's
boys.
Say, Hunter's going to win you more than he loses you. That costs you. That's for damn
fair.
Sure.
Yeah, he's not thinking about that right now, damn it. He's thinking about now putting money. Now, listen, I like the bets are coming up. I like you're not putting your hands in weird people like Carl Anthony Towns. Like, you don't know what. He's unpredictable. You don't know what he's going to do. So
learn that lesson.
Let's go win some money. You got to get serious now. Got to get serious with this thing. So, T-Mill's best bets coming up here in a little bit. Also, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris have Texans All Access behind us. They'll take a look at the new ruling on the tush push. And
rock and roll, meow.
With that, too, they'll meow themselves talking about the Hard Knocks, as the Buffalo Bills are the latest team to be on Hard Knocks. So they'll get that for you. And then after that, Area 45, which is live and local, the best late-night sports talk show in Houston. They'll take over afterwards. That man you hear there, Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, and Chris Santiago will hold it down for you. So stay tuned for that. All right, Clint. Texans are breaking in a new coordinator, right? I would assume a new system. When you start to go and look through this team and the guys that you would imagine, Clint, would be contributors, the guys that you would think, all right, that these guys are going to play a role. There are several guys that are new to the team or will be new to this group. Christian Kirk is one, right? Cam Robinson is one. Potentially Ursary, the Arianti Ursary that they drafted from Minnesota. Lakin Tomlinson could be involved in this thing. Then you have guys like Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins. Are new people. Woody Marks are new players. Like that's at least 8 guys, Clint, that could be brand new to this lineup that are expected to make contribute big time for this team. New system, new guys, new play caller. C.J. Stroud, his second system, a brand new system he'll be learning. Do you expect them to be to get off to maybe a slower start offensively for this team?
I don't expect them to. Now, it's not going to surprise me if they do. They've got a play caller that's never designed an offense. It's never called plays. It's never built a playbook. It's never made the adjustment to make sure that he's putting his players in position, calling the right plays to put his position guys in position to play to their strengths. Like, we've never seen that. So, it wouldn't surprise me if they got off to a slow start, Ron, but I don't expect it. Look, this is the third year for CJ Stroud.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He is getting more control of the offense. While it is a new offense for some people, I don't believe that this is a new system through and through. I will be shocked if they didn't keep a huge chunk of
coaching staff.
Well, the coaching staff, for sure, they did. But, I mean, I'm talking about the verbiage that was in the last offense, the concepts that were in the last offense. I'd be shocked if they literally bring in Nick Caley, who again has never done this. He doesn't have his own playbook. I mean, he literally may, but he doesn't have. It's not like he's bringing a system in here. The what makes sense is if they kept all the terminology the same, and Nick Caley's got to adjust, you know, according to whatever he knows or doesn't know, or whatever his terminology was. Which again, I would imagine it crosses over fairly similarly. But it'd be easier for him as the offensive coordinator in a group effort that's not necessarily running the whole show and more of a group effort offensive staff, it'd be easier for him to adjust his terminology than everybody else have to learn a new language. So I'm just under the impression that it's not just learning a new system. In fact, the majority of these guys should know the system. And now that C.J. Stroud has more control than he's ever had, I expect things to be significantly better from jump. Now, if they do have a slow start, I think it's because Nick Caley is new at his job. I know this. I know that I'm going to be disappointed if I'm hearing week two or three that if we're being warned because of a rough start offensively, and it's, oh, well, C.J. Stroud, you know, our quarterback's got to get time in this system, and, you know, our running back's got to get time in this system, and our veterans got to get time in this system. That to me would be a real disappointment if that is the case. We're talking about C.J. Stroud year three, and again, this is not a new system. The terminology, I'd be shocked if the terminology is crazy different. But you know, getting a grasp on what needs to go on at the line of scrimmage in order to correct some of the issues from last year. I don't think it's going to be because of your quarterback. I don't think it's going to be because Cam Robinson's in a new system. I don't think it's going to be because Nico Collins and Joe Mixon are in a new system. Sure, the rookies, they got some work to do. But if we're slow-stepping because Dalton Schultz is struggling with the system, then, boy, we got problems.
I just look at the first year, and obviously you had a rookie there, but it took them a little bit of time to figure out exactly what they wanted to be and who
But, I mean, I think, hell, D'Amico was new at that point. The culture was new at that point. What the expectations were for them was new. The only person they knew in the entire staff, really, was Nick Caserio. The terminology was totally different going from what Lovie Smith, I don't remember who his offensive coordinator was. Who was it?
Pep
Hamilton to Bobby Sloak. That is all brand new. First time I've ever heard.
That's interesting.
It's really back to 69.
That's first time I've ever heard the language type stuff for C.J. Stroud. C.J.'s heard this.
We kind of hinted towards that early when it happened. They did. They kept the only change on the coaching staff, right, is Nick Caley. Right, because even
the O line coach, but they kept the guy in the room.
But he was there. He was there last year. Everybody else, running back coach, receivers coach, tight ends coach, O line coach was here last year. They were all here. So maybe there is a thought of you learn more of our system than.
Well, I would be willing to bet you
sprinkle some of your stuff.
Yeah, here's the thing though, Ron, and I've not seen the playbook, so I may be speaking a little out of pocket. I think Kyle Shanahan, Bobby Slowick, I think their terminology, whatever their offense was, I would be willing to bet you there's 80% terminology carryover in Sean McVay's offense.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm willing to bet you that it is a huge chunk that's all carryover. And then you look at what Gerard Johnson's done, and he spent some time in Minnesota, right, with Kevin O'Connell. I bet you there's a huge chunk of because he came out of Sean McVay's system. I bet you there's a huge chunk of terminology that's the same there. So the carryover, literally word for word, is more than likely very significant. So that, I don't know. Until I hear them tell me that everything was totally new, I'm not going to accept the terminology change and learning a new offense as a reason you get a slow start. Now, maybe a guy had never done a job before. That makes more sense.
Yeah. And they may have some of that going on.
You know?
This year.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, let's get to T-Mill's best bets. What you got as you try to walk off that 1-for-4 last night?
Yeah. Time to get back in the green on a hump day. We're still in the green for the week. Still looking good, really, overall for the last month and a half. Not to pat myself on the back too much, but putting money in pockets, doing the Lord's work. And
gotta get some in yours the rest of the way today here.
Yeah. I of all people would love that. Yeah,
let's do it.
Me too, Chief.
Me too.
I got five best bets, and we're gonna move away a little bit from the baseball picks on a hump day, better be thankful for, because I lost my ass on that Astros game.
That's all right.
But five NBA bets: Eastern Conference Finals action, only show in town tonight. Pacers at Knicks, and I got five of them. If you miss any of these, check out my Twitter at TMILRealDeal. First, I'm on the Pacers with those points. I took the Pacers +5. Line's been hovering around 4, 4.5. I took it at +5 for the Pacers. Then I'm on the under for this game. Under 223.5 is what I got it locked in at. And now three player props real quick for you. Siakam, over 18.5 points for the Pacers.
That.
I know some places have it at 19.5. I still like that too. Jalen Brunson, dude's been balling out for the Knickerbockers, under 28.5 points. I think he cools off a bit tonight. And then Mikal Bridges, over 1.5 made threes. He's got to make 2 from deep range, and Bridges will put money in your pocket, which really means I put money in your pocket. That's your five best bets.
Yeah, I love the Pacers +5. I'd put it now, I think the Pacers are going to blow what the NBA wants and feels like they need. I think they're going to win this series. So I like the +5. The under, it's weird, man. This series and this game is going to be about pace. The Pacers probably have the best pace in basketball. They want to get up and down. So that 223.5, I don't know. We'll see. They win in their series with the Cavs. you know, they were over 120.
Yeah.
All four of the five games.
That's the probably other. The one I have least confidence in, yeah, but it's still a best bet.
So, Dash yeah, it. Like that. Siakam, 18.5, bang. I like that. Brunson, boy, that's a high number. We'll see. We'll see. So, you take the under. Not bad there. So
I think I want to get on that Siakam bet with you. You got
I
room?
Like that. Yeah.
I do not have room. Not after that Astros
you
game,
knew
my
he
friend.
Did not have room.
And I don't even feel bad because I'm hurting. Ooh, big
man,
red
he
number.
You, he don't feel bad at all. All right.
I need to go 5 for 5.
Shout out to B. Scott.
I thought he was big money.
For joining the drive today. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Maroon money. Deep pockets.
I'm getting my bet in.
Told you I'm out of room, man.
Just play your golf tournament.
I wasn't even insulting you, bro. Like, what? Who hurt you?
Yeah.
Ron's going to come in lowly producer T-Mill.
My dad hurt
me when I was younger. Because he's upset about something with the tush push.
My dad left me at the door a couple of times when he was supposed to pick me up. He hurt me.
Man, that's real.
We're in a much better place.
I'm about to come in there and give you a hug, bro.
He looked at the TV, looked away. I think
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Now that makes always sense. Good. Let me get to it.
You're going to get hard.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.